USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials are watching for a new variant of the coronavirus closely. The new strain that was first noted in the UK and South Africa appears to be more contagious than previous forms. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it doesn't appear that current vaccines are any less effective against that new strain. He tells CNN that U.S. health officials will be ready to adapt as the data evolves.
Our British colleagues have looked at it. We're looking at it intensively now. Does it make someone more ill? Is it more serious virus in the sense of virulence? And the answer is it doesn't appear to be that way. The other issue is that does it escape the protection that's induced by the vaccines that we're currently using? And according to our British colleagues, that does not seem to be the case. Having said that, you take something like this very seriously, you follow it very carefully, and you make whatever adjustments you need to do based on the data as it evolves.
This is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death. Erectile dysfunction, and it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button, watch a masterclass, and then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
The suspect in a deadly shooting at a Rockford, Illinois bowling alley will face charges of first-degree murder. Duke Webb, an active military member and Florida resident, was arrested in the shooting at Don Carter Lanes in Rockford that killed three people and wounded three others. According to Rockford police, two of the three injured victims were teenagers. Police have called the shooting a random act and said there doesn't appear to be any relationship between the suspect and the victims. Webb will face a judge Monday afternoon. And President Trump has signed a spending bill that will provide COVID relief and will fund the federal government through next September. The massive $2.3 trillion package was passed by Congress last week, but the president surprised many by asking Congress to amend the bill in order to increase the size of stimulus checks for most Americans to $2,000. The bill signed Sunday night contains a payment of $600. With the president's signature, billions of dollars in aid, including federal unemployment programs, can begin to be distributed. Another government shutdown has also been avoided, as the federal government was set to run out of money at midnight on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We heard from the officers with the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department Sunday who were first to respond to the Christmas morning bombing. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Unbeknownst to them, officers like James Wells put themselves in harm's way by parking close to the RV that was playing an audio message warning that a bomb was going off and to evacuate the area.
Right across the street, we pulled up, and then we heard the announcement. Topping was like, is that the vehicle in question? And Llewellyn said, yes. We immediately hopped in our cars and backed out.
Officer Michael Sipes was right there at ground zero moments before the RV exploded.
Didn't know at the time. I was almost directly across the street from the RV. I moved up the street a little bit. We started making plans to get into the buildings, start knocking on doors.
Officer Amanda Topping remembers it vividly.
That's just stuff that I'll never forget. You know, the sound of the announcement saying, you know, primary objective is to evacuate. Evacuate now.
The three officers, along with James Llewellyn, Bretta Hosey, and Sergeant Timothy Miller, have been called heroes by the police chief and mayor. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
In late NFL action, the Carolina Panthers held off Washington 20-13. The Dallas Cowboys kept themselves alive in the NFC East race with a 37-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Seattle Seahawks clinched the NFC West title with a 20-9 win over the LA Rams. It's their first division crown since 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.